Today, Operation Anti-Spruik, Melbourne Suburban Houses, July 2025. Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics World, that is Post, covering finance and property news. So this is another in our occasional series where we do a deep dive into a particular area around Australia and look at the most recent portal information relating to price reductions, and also then compare it with data from our own models, including price trends and also other financial indicators. Today we're looking at Melbourne. Melbourne, of course, has had a bit of a torrid time over the last two or three years, and frankly, a lot of the issues are in and around Melbourne, particularly in the housing sector of the market. So thanks to Cookie Boy, we're going to take a deep dive today and look at some of those areas. Here is the rough indication of the area we're going to look at today. So we will cover areas in and around Melbourne, from Docklands through to Brunswick, Kew through to Yarraville. Before I get into that, just remind you that the auction result data for this week, which came from Domain, reported that Melbourne had quite a strong clearance rate at 74.2%. But of course, as I've argued before, we need to be a little bit cautious about that, because the numbers sold were 362 compared with those reported at 488. That gave you the clearance rate. Actually, 652 were listed, and we only got results for about half of them. Also, it's worth comparing that with last week, where there were 622 listed. This week, 652 listed, so a slight improvement. And in fact, clearance rate this week in Melbourne, according to Domain, 74% was stronger than Sydney, 71%. But I don't believe these statistics particularly either, for all the reasons we've discussed on many previous occasions. And one of the other interesting observations you can see here from this data, that the median price at auction was quoted at $932,000 across Melbourne, compared with $878,000 last week. Anyway, let's have a look in detail. And again, thank you very much to Cookie Boy for providing the basic research. What Cookie has done is he's taken information from the property portals with a specific focus on areas where there have been price reductions advertised. Now we're going to start with East Melbourne. This is a house, and you can see here that the expressions of interest were originally at somewhere between $5.8 and $6.25 million, but now reduced to expression of interest around $5.5 million. And it's a house, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, two bedrooms, listed 140 days ago. Now, if we look at this particular postcode, here are the price trends, and you can see that actually in recent times, the blue line shows that prices are pretty much where they were 10 years ago. In fact, if you look carefully, it's almost line ball, just under 3 million, and now slightly below that actually. It went up, of course, as the dotted line shows, but then it came back down again. And in fact, the trends in the last two or three years have been further price falls. And we can look at that another way. This is the data from my core market model. And you can see here that while mortgage stress is relatively low at 25%, the household count is quite low at 2,500. And quite a few own outright. But you can see here that a lot of the property in this area is actually rented these days, and rental stress is quite high. Actually, 73.5% of properties here are units, and only 3.2% are houses. The other interesting observation you can see here is that the taxable income is relatively high, and the disposable monthly income is quite high too, $8,400. But 34% are going on the typical mortgage. And from the price trend perspective, well, even in the best case scenario, it's hard to see much happening for the next year or two. And if the base case or worst case scenario, and those are scenarios where we see a deterioration in the local economy, and in the worst case scenario, we see a recession, there is more downside than upside to property prices in this particular postcode. Now we're going to postcode 3008, which is Docklands. And here is a property. It was on in 2025 at 3.6 to 3.7 million, reduced on the 15th of February to 3.5 million. It's a four-bedroom house, three baths, two bedrooms. And it was started to be listed more than 1,000 days ago on the 1st of September 2022. Looking at price trends in Docklands, you can see that there really has been very little good news here. In fact, prices were higher back in June 2016 compared to June 2023. There was a slight move up to around 2.5 mil, but then a subsequent fall. Now, this is partly because of the mix of houses has changed in recent times, so we need to be a little bit careful. But nevertheless, the trajectory is not particularly strong, certainly not a significant price doubling, as many people say, over 10 years. And you can see that represented in the percentage change as well. And in this particular postcode, there's about 8,000 households, 66% are renting, just 19% are borrowing, 14% own outright. There's about a third of households in mortgage stress. And you can see that the rental stress at 68% is quite high. It's mostly units, and it's also worth noting that the taxable income is reasonably high, giving a disposed monthly income around $7,200 a month, with about a third, $2,400, going on the typical mortgage. From a price trend perspective, even in the best case scenario, there isn't much upside from this particular postcode at the moment. We're going to postcode 3011 now, which is Footscray. And here is a house. It was listed 125 days ago on the 13th of March 2025. On the 22nd of the 4th, 2025, it was on at 1.09 million. But then on the 11th of July, it was reduced to 960 to 1.05 million. It's a house on 300 squares, two beds, one bath, three car spaces. It has a gross rental yield of around 2.93% at best to 2.68%. And in fact, quite often, what we find is that net investment yields for this type of property are actually negative. Here are the price trends for Footscray houses, and you can see that back in 2016, they were about 800,000. And after a couple of years where it moved up slightly and came down a bit, it reached a peak of just over the million. And now we're back well under the million. And you can see there that the price move, particularly in June 2013, was quite considerable, with a 5% fall there and a 10% fall back in June 2019. Now, here's another suburb in the same postcode. This is Seddon. This property was listed 150 days ago. It's a house on 320 squares with six bedrooms, two bathrooms, and three cars. And on the 19th of February 2025, it was on at 222.2 million. On the 17th of June, it was reduced to 1.95 to 1.99 million. Here's another one in the same area, listed 413 days ago on the 29th of May 2024. It's a house on 210 squares, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, one car space. The price on the 3rd of January 2025 was 1.6 to 1.7 million. On the 26th of May, it was reduced to 1.45 to 1.55 million. And here are the Seddon house trends, somewhat similar to what we saw previously. So a little under 900,000 back in 2016, and now hovering at around 1.1 plus. But you can see that the trend has been down since 2021, with falls in 2022 and 2023 around 5%. And looking at the data, we can see there's 10,000 households here. 30% are borrowing, 17% are owning outright, and 51% are renting. Mortgage stress at 38% is a little higher than some of the others we've seen. 39% are houses, 44% are units. And it's interesting that the taxable income in this area is somewhat lower, giving a disposal monthly of around $7,200, with a third, $2,400, going on the typical mortgage. Ahead, the scenarios, even in the best case, show small falls. And if the economic scenarios deteriorate, prices will fall further. Now we go to postcode 3012, which is Kingsville. This is a house listed 121 days ago on the 17th of March 2025. It's a house with four bedrooms, one bathroom, and two car spaces on 903 squares. It was originally listed on the 20th of March 2025 at 1.5 to 1.6 million, but on the 1st of May it was reduced to 1.4 to 1.5. And looking at the price trends, well, there has been some improvement compared with June 2016, when prices were a little over 800,000. Today, they're a little below 1.2 million, but you can see that the trend has been down since 2021, with falls about 5% in 2023 and another small fall recently. Looking at the data, 11,000 households in the postcode with 37% borrowing. Mortgage stress is at 30%. And there are more houses than units here, 55% are houses. Taxable income is a little higher than some of the other ones we've seen, giving a disposable monthly of around $7,300 a month, but 34.5% going on the typical mortgage at more than $2,500 a month. From a scenario perspective, well, in the best case scenario, there might be a small rise, but on the base or worst case scenario, it's more likely to be falls. Now we're going to postcode 3015, Newport. And here we're looking at a house listed 84 days ago on the 23rd of April 2025. This has a gross yield of 3.9 to 3.74%. It's a house on 336 squares with three bedrooms, one bathroom, and seven cars. On the 5th of May 2025, it was on just over the million. But now, on the 5th of July 2025, 950,000 to 999,000. Here's another one in the same area. It was listed 118 days ago on the 20th of March 2025. Gross rental yield 3.6 to 3.35. It's a house, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, three car spaces. On the 29th of March, it was on at 1.495 million. On the 17th of June, reduced to 1.3 to 1.4 million. Here's another one. This gross rental yield is completely off the charts. It's probably a typo. Listed 285 days ago on the 4th of October 2024. It's a house on 583 squares, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, two car spaces. It was on the 31st of December 2024 at 1.475 million, now reduced by 100K. Looking at the price trends, back in 2016, prices were around the 900,000. They're now knocking around the 1.2 mil, but off their peak, which was back in 2022, there was a consistent fall in 2023, down 10%, and then prices have gone sideways or slightly higher since then. The data shows there are around 7,400 households with 42% borrowing. Mortgage stress is 29%. And we can see there that 64% are houses. The net investment yield is underwater, minus 1%, which is a trend we've been seeing consistently in these areas. Average taxable income is somewhat higher, giving a disposable monthly of more than $8,300, but 36.1% or more than $3,000 are going on the typical mortgage. And the scenarios suggest that ahead there is little price appreciation likely, and if the scenarios worsen, there could be significant falls. Now we're going to postcode 3016 Williamstown. Here, this property listed 163 days ago on the 3rd of February 2025 is a house, 326 squares, 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 2 car spaces. On the 18th of February, it was on at 1.9 million. On the 14th of May, reduced to 1.8 million. Here's another one in the same area, listed 99 days ago. On the 8th of April 2025, it's a house, 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 1 car space. On the 13th of April, it was on at $650,000. On the 17th of May, reduced to $550,000 to $600,000. Looking at the price trends, you can see that prices have moved up a little, although, again, the peak was back in 2022, and since there, there's been a little bit of a drift down. In June 2023, there was a 7.5% drop. Looking at the data, 6,600 households, 35% are borrowing. Mortgage stress is at 25%, and 54% of the properties here are houses. The gross investment yield is certainly positive, but the net investment yield again is negative, minus 1.2%. The average taxable is quite high, and that gives a disposal monthly of around $7,400, with 42.1% going on the typical mortgage at more than $3,100 a month. Scenarios are that prices are likely to fall ahead, even in the best case scenario. Now we're going to postcode 3032. And here, this is a house listed 62 days ago on the 15th of May 2025, with a gross rental yield of 3.69%. This is a house, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and 2 car spaces. On the 27th of May, it was on at 1.02 million, reduced on the 3rd of July to $989,000. And here in this postcode, back in June 2016, prices were around 900,000. They moved up, reached a peak in 2021 and 2022, and have eased back. And there was the most considerable fall in June 2023 of 5%. Now in the same postcode, we're looking at Ascot Vale, 3032. Gross investment yield here, 2.96%. Listed 435 days ago on the 7th of May 2024. It's a house, 515 squares, 5 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, 3 car spaces. Originally 1.48 million on the 26th of February 2025, now on the 14th of May, 1.41 million. And the trends here are somewhat similar, with the peak being back in June 2022, with a bit of a fall in 2023 around 5%, and a more recent fall again of around 5%. And at the postcode level, 13,000 households are here, 34% are borrowing, mortgage stress is at 27%, 38% of properties are houses, and the gross investment yield is around 3.5%, but the net investment yield is negative, minus 0.7%. Average taxable around 100,000, giving a disposal monthly around $7,500, with 34.5% going on the typical mortgage at $2,600. Scenario suggested in the best case scenario, there is price appreciation possible, about 3.4% cumulative over 3 years, but the base and worst case scenarios would suggest falls. Now we're going to Moonee Ponds, postcode 3039. This property, which is a house, was listed 98 days ago on the 9th of April 2025 with a gross rental yield of 2.17%. The house has three bedrooms, two bathrooms, two car spaces, 473 squares. On the 9th of April, it was on at 1.8 to 1.9 million, but on the 12th of May, it reduced to 1.759 million. Here's another one with expressions of interest now at 1.5 to 1.6. It was listed at 243 days ago with an auction and 147 days ago at 1.7 and then 1.6. This is a house on 796 squares with three bedrooms, one bathroom, three car spaces. And looking at Moonee Ponds trends, the prices were around 1.2 million back in June 2016. They wobbled up to June 2021 and 2022 when they got to 1.6. And then we saw a bit of a fall, around 5% in June 2023, and then another fall in June 2025. Around 7,400 households with 30% borrowing. Mortgage stress is very high, 80%, that's more than 3,000 households in difficulty. Rental stress is also high here too. 44% of houses, and the gross investment yield is around 3.3%, but net investment yield is minus 0.7%. The average taxable income, around $119,000, giving a disposal monthly around $7,000, with 36.9% or $2,000 going on the typical mortgage. And ahead, we see more falls, even in the best case scenario. Now we're going to Coulton North, postcode 3054. This property, a house, was listed 245 days ago on the 13th of November 2024. Three bedrooms, two bathrooms, one car space. It was listed on the 17th of April 2025 at 2.95 million. But on 26th of May, it was reduced to 2.795 million. And the trends here show that back in June 2016, prices were just over 1.2 million. They did move up, reached a peak in June 2021. We saw a bit of an easing in 2022 and 2025, but prices really have gone sideways since June 2021. And looking at the data here, 3,700 households, 20% borrowing, very little mortgage stress. Not very many properties are actually houses. And the gross investment yield is 4.3, but the net investment yield is still underwater at minus 0.2. Strong taxable incomes, 132,000 from the ATO, 122,000 from the household census, giving a disposal monthly of around $8,300 with 37.9% going on typical rent, typical mortgage, and more than $3,100. Now we're going to Brunswick 3056. This is a house listed 287 days ago, four bedrooms, one bathroom, two car spaces, private sale at 1.98 million on the 31st of December 2024, on the 26th of February reduced to 1.8 million. And looking at Brunswick, 11,000 households with 57% in mortgage stress. That's more than 2,000 households. 35% of houses. Net investment yield, again, is minus 0.7%. The average taxable, 97. Household census at 108. So the multi-flag comes up. That means that multiple incomes are going on the disposable monthly income, which gives us a figure of around $7,000 a month. 34% going on the typical mortgage at more than $2,500 a month. Scenario suggests more falls ahead, even in the best case scenario. Postcode 2057 Brunswick East shows this property listed 48 days ago on the 29th of May 2025. It's a house, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, three car spaces. On the 22nd of June, it was on at 2.5 million. On the 27th of June, it was reduced to 2.28 million. Another one in the same area. Again, a house on 600 squares, Four bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space, listed 280 days ago on the 20th of December 2024. On the 13th of February, it was on at 2.3 million, but on the 20th of March, it was reduced to 2.1 million. Another one, again in Brunswick East, listed 59 days ago on the 18th of May 2025. It's a house on just 170 squares, four bedrooms, one bathroom, two car spaces. On the 17th of June, it was on at 1.5 to 1.65, but now on the 15th of July, on at 1.3 to 1.4 million. And looking at the postcode data here, 6,800 households, 72% in rental stress and 38% in mortgage stress, 22% of houses. The net investment yield is minus 1.1%. The average taxable income is around 100,000, giving a disposal monthly around 7,700, with 31% going on typical mortgage at $2,400. And the scenarios are prices likely to stay sideways or fall, depend on how the scenarios play out. Now we're going to Fitzroy, postcode 3065. This was a property listed 125 days ago on the 13th of March 2025. The gross rental yield was quoted at 2.88%. It's a house with three bedrooms, one bathroom, no car spaces. It was listed on the 14th of March at 1.975 million, but on the 3rd of July, it was reduced to 1.79 million. Another one in the same area, listed 62 days ago on the 15th of May 2025. It's a house with two bedroom, one bathroom, no car space. It was on at 1.288 million to 1.488 million on the 15th of May 2025. On the 25th of June, it reduced to 1.088 to 1.188. What's with all the eights? I asked myself. Looking at Fitzroy houses, the price trend shows that back in 2016, they were just below the 1.4 mil. They reached a peak of 1.8 mil in June 2022 and has slid back a little in June 2023 with a price fall of around 10%. Recovered the following year and then slid slightly to be a little below where they were in 2022. And looking at the data, 11,000 households with 27% borrowing, 57% in mortgage stress, 75% in rental stress. 35% of properties are houses. The net investment yield is minus 0.7%. The average taxable, that's around 100,000, giving a disposal monthly around $7,600, with 34% going on a typical mortgage. And the scenarios show more price falls ahead. Now we're going to postcode 3066, which is Collingwood. This property listed 461 days ago on the 11th of April 2024 is a house, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, one car space. Listed on the 29th of December 2024 at 2.75 million, but on the 13th of April 2025 at 2.59 million. And looking at the data, you can see that back in June 2016, prices were just over 800,000. They accelerated up to about 1.2 million or just above in June 2021 and 2022, and are maintaining similar altitudes now, but have gone pretty much sideways over the last 2 or 3 years. 4,800 households here, 23% are borrowing, 52% are in mortgage stress, 77% are in rental stress, only 5.8% are houses, the rest are units. Gross investment yield is 4%, but the net investment yield is minus 0.2%. Average taxable, just over the 100,000 again, giving a disposal monthly of a healthy $8,100, but 31.9% or $2,300 going on the typical mortgage. And the scenarios are more falls ahead. Postcode 3070, Northcote, shows a house listed 139 days ago on the 27th of February 2025. Four bedrooms, three bathrooms, three car spaces on the 23rd of March on at 2.85 million, but on the 20th of April on at 2.75 million. Trends are that prices did move up from just over 1.2 up towards the 1.8 million in 2021, but it eased back slightly with a small fall of around 5% in the last year and a bigger fall in excess of 5% in June 2023. The data shows 11,000 households with 32% of borrowing, and 32% of those are in mortgage stress, but 81% in rental stress, 49% are houses, net investment yield is minus 1.6%, the average taxable is around $120,000, giving a disposable monthly around $7,950, with 36.2% going on typical mortgage at $2,800. And the trends are sideways or down ahead. Postcode 3078, Fairfield, shows a house 103 days ago on the 14th of 1st, 2025. Four bedrooms, three bathrooms, two car spaces on 280 squares. On the 20th of April 2025, was on at 2.09 million. On the 20th of May, reduced to 1.995 million. And the Fairfield house trends show that prices did move up. They were about 1.3 million back in 2016, reached a peak in 2022 of just below 2 million, but has dropped in the subsequent years with price drops of about 3 to 5%. The data shows just over 5,000 households with 75% in mortgage stress and 50% in rental stress. 47% of houses, net investment yield is minus 1%, the average taxable around $125,000, giving a disposed monthly of around $8,200, with a third going on the typical mortgage at $2,732 per month. And scenarios are sideways or down for price growth ahead. Postcode 3079, Ivanhoe East, shows a property listed 168 days ago on 29th of 1st, 2025. It's a house, 613 squares with four bedrooms, three bathrooms, two car spaces. On the 2nd of April, 2.625 million, reduced on the 15th of May to 2.4 to 2.5 million. Another one in the same area, listed 48 days ago on 29th of May. It's a house, five bedrooms, three bathrooms, two car spaces. On the 26th of June, it was on at 3.039 million, but on the 11th of July, reduced to 2.899 million. And trends are showing that prices are indeed accelerating compared with where they were back in 2016, but there was a significant fall of about 5% in 2013, and a small fall in 2015. There are around 7,000 households here, a lot of mortgage stress, 91%, quite a lot of rental stress too. And the net investment yield is minus 0.5%. Average taxable is over $130,000, giving a disposable monthly of more than $8,000 a month, with 34.8% or $3,000 in typical mortgage and 25%. $2,148 going on the typical rental payment each month. Price scenarios are falls, either mild or severe, depending on which scenario you go with. Now we're looking at Q, that's postcode 3101, listed 100 days ago on the 7th of April 2025. Gross investment yield 2.23 to 2.03%. It's a house, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, one car space. On the 14th of April 2025, was on at 2.35 to 2.55 million. On the 31st of May, reduced to 2.15 to 2.28 million. Another one in queue, listed 259 days ago on the 30th of October 2024, with a gross rental yield quoted at 1.38 to 1.28%, which is extremely low, as we'll see shortly. It's a house, five bedrooms, four bathrooms, four car spaces. On the 21st of March 25, it was on at 5.9 million. But on the 25th of March, it was reduced to 4.9 to 5.3 million. And looking at the house price trends, Back in 2016, they were above 2 million, and they've been moving up relatively consistently, with small adjustments in 2022, for example, where there was a brief little bit of a fall in 2024 too. But prices today are somewhat higher than they were even in 2021. Looking at the data, more than 9,800 households here, 21% in mortgage stress, 79% in rental stress, 50% are houses. The net investment yield is minus 1.2%, but the gross investment yield on average is 3.3%, so some of those had below average gross investment yields. Average taxable income is very high, 170,000, giving a disposable monthly of well over 8,000, but 44% at $3,600 going on the typical mortgage and 29% going on the typical rent, and more falls are expected ahead based on my scenarios. Postcode 3104, Bulwyn North, shows a property listed 85 days ago on the 22nd of April 2025. It's a house, 5 bedrooms, 2 bathroom, 1 car space. It's listed on the 21st of May at 1.9 million, but on the 24th of June, EOI between 1.68 and 1.79 million. Trends here show a bit of a rise, well above the 1.5 million in 2016 and now well above 2 million. There were some small adjustments, but not very significant ones over the period. And looking at the household count, 7,600 households, 55% in mortgage stress, there's hardly any rental stress, interestingly. 83% of houses, net investment yield minus 1%. And we see average taxable around 125,000, giving a disposable monthly around $6,700, with a massive 54.7% going on the typical mortgage at $3,694 a month, and 40%, $2,761 going on the typical rent. Ahead, there is a small upside in the best case scenario, otherwise falls ahead. Now postcode 3107, Templestowe Lower, listed 720 days ago on the 27th of July 2023, has a gross rental yield of 1.6 to 1.49 million. It's a house on 1.478 squares, 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 2 car spaces. Originally, it was on the 29th of October 2023 at 3 to 3.3 million, but now on the 16th of May 2025, on at 2.35 to 2.55 million. And looking at the trends, prices have risen. They were just over the million back in 2016. They reached a peak in 2023 of around 1.4 and has eased back slightly in the last couple of years. Looking at the data, 5,400 households with 27% in mortgage stress, a lot of rental stress too, 80% are houses, net investment yield minus 1.1%, the average taxable, just around $99,000, giving the disposable monthly around $6,500, with 46% or $3,000 goes on typical mortgage and 36.4% at $2,372 going on the typical rental. Scenarios ahead are sideways or down. Postcode 3121, which is Richmond, shows a property listed 386 days ago on the 25th of June 2024 with a gross rental yield of 3.6 to 3.3%. It's a house, 3 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, 2 cars. It was listed on the 7th of January 2025 at 2 million to 2.2 million. On the 26th of May, it was on at 1.65 to 1.8 million. Another one in the same area, listed 285 days ago on the 2nd of October 24. It's a house, 4 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, 5 car spaces. On 29th of December, it was on at 2.95 million. On the 24th of March, reduced to 2.75 million. And another one in Richmond, listed 159 days ago on the 7th of February 25. Gross rental yield at 2.07 to 1.87%. It's a house on 631 squares, 3 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, no car space. It was listed on the 11th of February at 3.45 million to 3.65 million, but on the 11th of April, it was on at 2.9 to 3.2 million. Trends show that prices have risen. They were around the 1.1 mark back in 2016, reached a peak in 2022, and has eased back slightly in 2023 and now in 2025. Looking at the household count, 15,000 households, 58% in mortgage stress, 69% in rental stress, 15% of houses. Net investment yield just negative, minus 0.1%, but the gross investment yield on average, 4.3%. So those examples are not looking that flash. And the average taxable, just over 120,000, giving a disposable monthly around $8,200, or a third going typical mortgage, 2,758, and 27.3%. $2,243 a month going on typical rental. Scenarios are more falls ahead. Postcode 3141, South Yarra, is a house listed 428 days ago on the 14th of May 2024. 8 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, no car spaces. It was on the 5th of January 2025 at 3.9 million to 4.2. Now on the 21st of January 2025, reduced to 3.95 million. And looking at the trends, prices did move up from 2016 to a peak in 2021 and 2022, took a bit of a dive, nearly 10% down in 2023, and took us another slight fall in 2025, but still above where they were back in 2016. Here we have 14,000 households with 28% in mortgage stress, 62% in rental stress, just 7% of houses. The gross investment yield is 4.2%, but the net investment yield is minus 1.1%. Quite strong taxable income, giving a disposable monthly around $7,800 with 32.5% or $2,520 a month going on the typical mortgage payment and 26.6% or just over $2,000 going on the typical rent. The scenarios are the best case is a little bit of a rise and the base or worst case a bit of a fall. Postcode 3143 is Armdale in Victoria, listed 142 days ago on the 24th of the 2nd, 2025. It's a house on 250 squares, 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, 6 car spaces. On the 24th of February, it was on at 1.595, but on the 26th of March, it was reduced to 1.495 million. And the trends show that prices have moved up from June 2016, though they did fall back in 2019. They reached a peak in 2021 and have gone pretty much sideways from there. Looking at the scenarios, 4,700 households in the area, 41% in mortgage stress, 80% in rental stress, 25% of houses. The net investment yield is minus 1%. Average taxable is quite high, 165,000. The net disposable monthly around 7,500, giving 39.2% on the typical mortgage at 2,950 and 27.9% at just over $2,000 on the typical rental payment. Scenarios are more falls ahead. This is postcode 3145, Malvern East, listed 1,141 days ago on the 1st of June 2022. It's a house on 690 squares with 6 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 6 car spaces. On the 4th of April 2025, it was on at 2.88, but now on the 9th of May, reduced to 2.69 million. Another one in the same area, listed 133 days ago, on the 5th of March 2025. This is a house on 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, and 2 car spaces. On the 13th of March, it was on at 2 to 2.2 million. On the 18th of March, it was reduced to 1.9 to 2.09 million. And Malvern East price trends show that they did rise from where they were back in 2016, reached a peak in 2022 of close to 2.5 million, but have eased back and, in fact, in June 23 were above 5% drop and another 5% this year. And looking at the data, 9,600 households, some rental stress, no mortgage stress, 52% of houses, net investment yield is minus 0.7%, so underwater once again. Average taxable is quite high, 147,000, giving a total monthly around 7,500 with 44.6% going on the typical mortgage, $3,361 a month, or 27.5%, just over $2,000 going on the typical rental. And you can see there is a scenario for price rises, 6.9% over 3 years. The base and worst case scenarios are a fall, though. Now we're going to Glen Iris 3146. This was a property listed 149 days ago on the 17th of February 2025 with a gross yield of 2.29%. It's a house, three bedrooms, two bathrooms, two car spaces. On the 19th of February 2025, it was on at 2.2 to 2.4 million. Now, on the 17th of March, it was on at $1.98 million. Another one in the same area, listed 83 days ago with a gross rental of 2.78 to 2.53% a house, 796 squares, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, four car spaces. On the 17th of May, it was on at 2.58 million. On the 6th of June, reduced to 2.25 to 2.47 million. Another one in the same area in Glen Iris, listed 51 days ago, 26th of May 2025. It's a house on 1,057 squares, six bedrooms, two bathrooms, two car spaces. It was on the 31st of May 25 for 2.9 to 3.1 million. Now on the 12th of June 2025, on at 2.8 million. And you can see here that Glen Iris houses have continued to rise compared with where they were in 2016. The peak was in 2021 and 2023. There were subsequent small falls, but prices are still higher than they were a decade ago. Here you can see 10,600 households with 25% in mortgage stress and 81% in rental stress, 54% of houses. Net investment yield is minus 1.5%. giving an average taxable at around $150,000, net disposal monthly of $7,600 with 44.2% or $3,396 on typical mortgage and 29.2%, $3,243 on the typical rent payment. And scenarios are more falls ahead. Now we're going to Caulfield North, postcode 3161, listed 78 days ago on the 29th of April 2025, gross rental 2.03 to 1.85%. It's a house, four bedrooms, one bathroom, two car spaces on 908 squares. On the 4th of May, it was on at 3.8 to 4.18 million. On the 27th of May, it was reduced to 3.795 million. And looking at the trends, prices did reach a peak in 2021, but they have eased back since then, with price falls around 5% for a couple of years. And that puts them still above where they were back in 2016 at 2 million, but a fall considerably from 2021. And looking at the data here, 7,300 houses with 28% in mortgage stress, 55% in rental stress, 36% of houses, net investment yield is minus 0.5%, the average taxable 153,000 according to the ATO. That gives a disposal monthly of 6,869, giving 43.7%, just over $3,000 going on a typical mortgage, and 30.6%, $2,100 going on a typical rent. Scenarios are more price falls ahead. Now we're going to Elwood, postcode 3184, listed 97 days ago on the 10th of April. It's a house, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, two car spaces. It was on the 19th of April at 2.09 million. On the 15th of June, dropped to 1.95 million. And here is the Elwood house trend. Has moved up, although the peak was back in 2022, with price falls around 5% in 2023 and 2025. And looking at the data, we've got here around 7,800 households with 15.4% in mortgage stress and 58.3% in rental stress, just 14% of houses. We have a net investment yield of minus 0.4%. The average taxable, 127,000, translates to a disposal monthly around $6,600 with 41.6% going on the typical mortgage, 2760, and 31.3 at 2068 going on the typical rent. And there you have it. So a few conclusions. Firstly, there are a lot of investment properties on the market that have been on for some time with low gross investment yields and, in my analysis, significant negative net investment yields, there are quite a few investors trying to sell and to get out, and they're having to cut prices. We're also seeing that there have been some areas where prices have continued to rise over the last decade. We've also seen others where prices have actually gone sideways or have fallen. And that highlights again the need to go granular, because granularity is your friend when you want to understand what's going on at a particular postcode. The aggregate averages tell you absolutely nothing at all. The other point I think it's worth highlighting is that there are high numbers of houses on the market in this area of Melbourne, and there is still relatively limited upside take-up. So there are still quite big stock levels, which is another reason why prices will probably continue to drift sideways. And if the scenarios of recession or maybe rate cuts not coming as quickly as people expected are true, then more price falls will follow. Just before I go, I'll remind you that if you're interested in a particular conversation about a particular suburb, I do run my one-to-one service. There is a cost attached. If you want more information about that, you can check out the links below. And if you find these granular deep dives through the anti-spruik videos useful, anti-spruik because I'm trying to actually just go against the grain when it comes to what people are talking at aggregate levels, then please put comments below. And if there are particular areas you'd like us to analyze, please do that. I'll also make the point, of course, this is basically non-scientific insofar that we're just grabbing advertised price cuts from the portals and we're just basing analysis off that. This may not be representative, but nevertheless, as you look through these particular postcodes, you can certainly see some trends. And those trends actually, from a price perspective, are quite consistent. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.